I'm Philip Sampson, PhD Research and Care. Today's date is 02/14/2026. Dictation is for Miss Latonya Washington. Washington spells W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Latonya spells L-A-T-O-N-Y-A. Date of birth is 07/29/1970. This is a 55-year-old female here with a cough period. Patients said this has been going on for approximately 4 days or longer. Says she has been using over-the-counter medication without improvement. She stated that coughing is productive of yellow sputum. She denies travel history, denies a bloody sputum with cough, denies night sweats, denies weight loss period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports pain and pressure in her maxillary frontal sinus. Maxillary frontal and ethmoid sinuses region. She reports fatigue. Next line. Patient reports increased temperature. She said she has been taking over-the-counter fever medication and it appears to help, but the fever does not stay away for long. It comes right back, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes between this paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is. (clears throat) 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 185/102. Pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 97.7 in this paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge. Correction, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Face tendon, maxillary frontal and ethmoid sinuses. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Previous paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, number 2 is febrile illness, number 3 is fatigue, number 4 is acute cough, number 5 is rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. Patient was offered test for flu, strep, COVID, she declined. She was given Rocephin, 1 gram IM, and dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM in the clinic today. She was observed for approximately 10-15 minutes, then reevaluated. She was comfortable being discharged. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of the patient. Patient was sent home with diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day, number 1, open parenthesis. This is to prevent candida vaginitis, as she says she gets these type of infection whenever she takes antibiotic. Period. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication. Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we close. End of dictation.